tshuva. I thought that would be, you know, time appropriate. Okay, so if you take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Okay, so the Rambam says like this, that Kol Mitzvos Shebetorah Ben Asei Ben Los Asei Im Avar Adam Al Achas Mehen Ben Bezadim Ben Bishkaga. Okay, any mitzvah, if a person violates, whether intentionally, whether unintentionally, okay, the Rambam says, Kishiyase tshuva b'yashuv mecheto, when the person does tshuva and repents, so the Rambam says, Chayav lihisvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. Okay, then the person is chayav to do vidur. Okay, to verbalize his chait, and verbalize his confession. I mean, confession is not a great word, but we'll just use that loosely. Okay, but to make a verbal declaration, he is chayv to do that. Okay, so if you take a look at the Rambam straight, I mean, what would you conclude the mitzvah of tshuva is, based on what the Rambam just said?
Vidur.
You have to say the mitzvah is vidur. Correct? In other words, the Rambam doesn't say anywhere chayiv lashuv, that a person is chayiv to do tshuva, but he says when the person does tshuva, he is chayiv in vidoy. So it would seem, according to the Rambam's first halacha, that the mitzvah of tshuva is confined to vidoy. Okay. And when that mitzvah is chal is when a person does tshuva, but tshuva really is not an essential part of the mitzvah. Okay. Very good, but if you take a look at the Rambam's Koseres, okay, the summary of the halacha that the Rambam writes before every book, he says, the Rambam says, mitzvah sase achas, v'hu sheyashuv hachote mecheto v'fnei Hashem v'yisvada. Okay, so in the Koseres, the Rambam clearly says that part of the mitzvah is tshuva. The Rambam says the mitzvah is to do tshuva and to do vidoy. Okay, so the question is, it would seem that the Rambam changed his mind from the Koseres, from one line to the next. Why didn't the Rambam in the first halacha include tshuva in the chiyuv? Why does he seem to switch his formulation? You understand the problem?
In the chiyuv for what? In the chiyuv for
what the mitzvah of tshuva is. In other words, the Rambam in the Koseres says the mitzvah of tshuva is lashuv, to do tshuva, and vidur, both things. And then in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says clearly when a person does tshuva, what is he chayv to do? Vidur. Instead of saying that every person, when he violates any part of chayav, he is chayv lashuv, v'yisvada, exactly as he has it in the Koseres. Why does he switch his... And which is the mitzvah? Is tshuva part of the mitzvah, or the mitzvah is vidoy? Okay. You see the question?
Right. It's because we're talking about what the chiyuv for tshuva is. So we're using the word tshuva to define, like, we're saying, wouldn't that just be part of the process of tshuva? Would be vidoy? Wouldn't that be what I was saying?
Where, in the Koseres, in the Koseres or in the first halacha?
In the first halacha.
In the first halacha.
Why would that be more appropriate to tshuva?
So the Rambam should have written, mitzvah say, when a person violates any mitzvah, chayiv lashuv v'yisvada. Very simple, right. That's the way I would write the halacha. A person says chayiv, if he does a chayit, he's chayiv lashuv, chayiv to do tshuva, v'yisvada, and do vida. What does the Rambam say? When a person does tshuva, then he is chayv in vidur. Why does he exclude the process of tshuva from the chiyuv? Very simple. Not such a complicated description to write. Okay. Okay. So I'm sure many of you may have heard this in the past. This is a problem that Rav Chaim answered. Rav Chaim Brisk. Okay. So, does anybody want to? now that I've given that introduction. Anybody want to venture? Yes.
I know he says that the Maisa Mitzvah is Vidui and the Kiyum is Tshuva or something like that.
Right. Okay. So in other words, when in any time you have a mitzvah, you could always break a mitzvah into two parts. You could break it into the Maisa Mitzvah, what is the action the person has to perform, and what is the Kiyum Mitzvah. Okay, what's the fulfillment? How do you fulfill the mitzvah? Okay, normally those two statements are practically identical. Because how you fulfill the mitzvah of lulav? Well, obviously you shake the lulav. I mean, the action that you have to do is how you fulfill the mitzvah. How else are you going to fulfill the mitzvah? Okay, so in practically every mitzvah, the maisa ha-mitzvah is how you get the fulfillment. Very simply. Okay, except in, I'm not going to say one case, but there may be more cases, but certainly in this case. In this case, it is different. Okay, this is one of the cases where you could see the difference between a Maisa HaMitzvah and a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Okay, because over here, what the Rambam is saying is that what really is the essence of, what is really the idea of tshuva? When I do vidui, okay, when I verbalize my chet, okay, is that the essence of tshuva? I mean, obviously not, right? If a person does not regret or did not change his internal nature, just to make a verbal declaration is not really of too much value. Okay, unless a person made an internal change and regrets his action, the verbal is not too significant. Okay, so over here the verbal is only serves as a means to express an internal change that the person did on himself. Okay? So over here, you see, the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is really internal. Okay? A person has to make an internal change. And that is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah must be fulfilled internally. Okay? But it is not enough to make an internal change, because very often a person decides he attains a conviction that he did the wrong thing, and he intends to change, but sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes an internal change is a thought. Okay, he has a thought, and he's upset with what he did, and he sees what is wrong, but verbalizing makes something more real. Okay, verbalizing takes an internal thought and really objectifies it. And when a person verbalizes, it has a different meaning to him. You know, very often you find a person did something wrong, and he knows he did something wrong, but he doesn't want to admit it. You see, like if he's confronted, you see the person will try to deny his chait. Now, why is that? I mean, he knows it's wrong, you see? But the point is that you can know something's wrong, but there's a difference in knowing something and verbalizing it. When you verbalize it, it means that you fully accept the idea that you are a chote. Okay? And short of that, it's not a full acceptance. Okay? So that's why over here, the Rambam is saying the mitzvah is really split into two. Because it can't be purely internal, because you need the declaration. You need an action. Okay? But it can't be pure action, because essentially the mitzvah is an internal change. Okay? So it has to be split into two. You see? This wouldn't work by most other mitzvahs. Because let's say shaking lulav. You say shaking lulav should affect you internally. Okay? And it should have a certain sincerity. But your internal feelings about the lulav is not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is purely shaking a lulav. You see, and that is the mitzvah. How you feel about it, that's something, you know, that's a private thing. But you can't say that over here. It's impossible, because tshuva essentially is changing your nature. Okay? Yeah.
Is another example of that tefillah?
That's exactly right. That's right. That would be a very good case. The tefillah really involves, at least to the first pasuk, let's say, of the first parak of Shema Esrei, right, where a person has to know what he's saying. Okay, tefillah involves certain ideas. Okay, but it's not complete if you don't verbalize it. Well, let's say, I mean, along those lines, I would say Talmud Torah. Right? Talmud Torah is really machshava. Okay? But it involves Dibur also. If it's not verbalized, it's incomplete. That's the same type of thing. That's right.
Why Talmud Torah? Let's say you just think about...
According to many, if a person doesn't learn out loud, he's not chayv in bracha. Okay. Doesn't have to be mivarech on Talmud Torah because it hasn't reached the level of real intellectual thought. You see, until a person verbalizes, a lot of times you verbalize something that you're thinking, and you realize that's crazy. You see. So internally you think, oh, that's a great idea. And then you go over and you tell it over to somebody. You say, oh.
Does it sound as good all of a sudden?
It doesn't sound as good as I thought. Right? The guy gives you a little strange look and you go, oh, what happened? Right?
Interesting.
That's the thing. It is an interesting thing, but that's the way it is. You see? Now, it is an interesting thing. I mean, it's a very interesting Gemara and Kedushin, which... I don't think people are aware of, because when you read the Rambam, you sort of feel, if you, let's say you don't do vidoy.
I'm just going to ask about that.
Right? Let's say you don't do vidoy. Or the Rambam has all of these things that a person has to do to go a process of tshuva. Vidoy, and the person goes into that experience again, and then doesn't do the chait, you see? And a person could read the Rambam and feel, well, if I don't do any of these things, then I haven't done anything. There's no tshuva at all. Okay? But you see, it's not really true. And you have a really, and it's an unbelievable Gemara. Okay? In Kedushin.
Is this the Tanakh?
This is the Tanakh, yeah. This is an amazing Gemara. Because the Gemara says like this. It's on Mem Tes on the Beis. The Gemara says, if a person is Mekadesh and Isha, Amanas, the Gemara says, Amanas sha'ani tzarek, on the condition that I'm a tzarek. I'm a kadish the isha on the condition that I'm a tzarek. So the Gemara says, afilu rasha gamar. Even if the person is a rasha gamar, it's safek mekadeshes. Okay? The kedushin is chal mi safek. Why? Because maybe at that moment he was harher belibo. Maybe at that moment he thought to himself, I really regret the way I am, and I want to be chosen tshuva. You see? Gemara says that that's Safek Kedushin. Which means what? Which means that fleeting thought registers as tshuva. That is a form of tshuva. Whether the person will follow through with it, alright, we don't know. Maybe he'll change his mind again. But that change of heart registers as tshuva. So that's an amazing thing. In other words, it means to say that the tshuva is really internal. And the actions are part of the maisa mitzvah. You see? But if a person wouldn't do the action, would he have tshuva? He would have tshuva in an incomplete form. But he would have some level of tshuva. Amazing that.
That's a weird thing, though, to have a... to say that you can be mekayim in the mitzvah without doing the maisa mitzvah.
That's right. That's right.
Is that possible? I mean,
it's supposed to be
apparently it's incomplete. It's an incomplete
like physical manifestation of what you have, like this internal recognition or feeling or the kiyam, and then that's supposed to manifest itself in a very specific way.
That's
the halacha demand, right?
The halacha demands a complete form where you take those ideas and you objectify them. That's right.
Yeah.
According to the Shita of Talmud Torah, who doesn't hold that you have to verbalize, wouldn't that be the same thing?
I have a problem with that also, though.
Huh?
Just because I just don't see how you can have a kiyum mitzvah without... In other words, if the Torah is legislating a maisa mitzvah. Tefillah is different, though, because there you can argue that... Actually, maybe Talmud Torah is also different. I got to think about it some more. But,
I mean, it's a good question. I don't know the answer, but... It would seem, just from the information we have, that if a person would make an internal change, even intend to do internal change, that is considered tshuva. It may not be the highest form, it may not be complete, but some form of tshuva he has. Okay? But the Rambam in the first halacha is formulating tshuva in terms of the maisa. So that's why he doesn't mention tshuva. He just says chayv lizvatos. He's telling you in terms of the maisa on mitzvah. Okay? Okay. So the question is, having said that, if I were to ask you, when is a person chayv in tshuva? Okay, what would you answer me?
When you do a fate.
When a person does a fate. Right? In other words, if I do a fate, I'm chayv in tshuva. That's what Rambam clearly says. If I break any mitzvah in taryag, aseh or los aseh, then I have a chi of tshuva. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah. Okay? That would seem to be the conclusion from the halacha in the Rambam Perek Aleph. Okay? But the truth of the matter is not true. It's not true. Okay? Because if you take a look at the Rambam later on, he changes the thing totally. Okay? He says like this. It's in Perek Zion, Halacha Gimel. Okay? It's a very interesting thing. Okay? The Rambam says in Perek Zion, Halacha Gimel, Al Tomar, don't say, okay, don't say what we just concluded from Halacha Aleph. Okay? Al Tomar She'ein Tshuva Ela Me'averos She'yesh Bohem Maisa Gagons Nus Gezel Gneva. Okay? Rambam says, do not say the Tshuva only applies where there's a actual act of violation. Okay? Like you steal something, murder, any type of chet. Okay? This is not the case. But what does Ram say? Ela kashem shetzarech adam lashuv me'elu, just like a person is chayiv to do tshuva when he has a violation of one of taryag, the Ram says, kachu tzarech lechapes bedeos raos. But similarly, a person has an obligation to look into his nature and observe his defects. And he says, any deus raos, any character flaws a person has, sheyesh lo, v'lashuv, he must achieve it. Okay? Min hakas, anger, eva, hatred, kina, jealousy, hitol, person is, I'm not sure exactly, but I think it means that he makes fun.
But he's making a discrepancy between these traits and Avero, like those Averos? Are not considered.
That's not what he says.
What's that?
He's not.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
The Havnia that he's refuting is not the one that we just brought up.
Why
not? Because we said that you think that.
Let me just finish the law. Okay? Okay, so the Rambam says, right, from any character flaw, okay? The Rambam says, a kavod, redifas samachalos. Okay, running after taivas, ukiyotzi behem, similar to these. Okay, min hakol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva. From any type of imperfection that a person has in his nature, he's chayiv in tshuva. Okay? So, what would you conclude now from reading this halacha? Would you give the same answer to the question, when is a person chayiv in tshuva? You give a slightly different answer. You would say, I believe, on a constant basis. A person always has room for improvement, and he always has to periodically look over himself. I mean, a person can't spend his whole life focused on one thing. But the chi of tshuva, it would seem, exists whenever a person notices a opportunity to improve his nature. So it is really not confined to any specific event, but it seems it's a generic chiyuv. Okay? So that would seem to be a different conclusion than the conclusion that we would arrive from reading the first halacha. In the first halacha, you definitely wouldn't say this. You wouldn't say, what is a guy chayv in tshuva? Well, pretty much, you know, it's a general chiyuv that the person has always to notice things in himself. You'd say, no, when the guy does a chet. Yeah.
Okay. So I think he's not distinguishing between averos and non averos. he's saying Aver Shishbah and Maisa and Averis that don't have a Maisa.
Okay.
Because according to the Rambam, having these Deos is part of Taryak. That's one of the Taryak mitzvos, is Hidamos Bidrapa, and Hilos Deos.
Okay.
You know? So I don't, based on Gimel, he's still saying the Mechayev of Tshuva is doing Avera. He's just clarifying it's even Avera that doesn't have a Maisa to it.
Okay, so you'd say it's the same, there's no difference between Zion and Aleph.
No, there is a difference. There is a difference. You're right. There's no difference. Is that I don't know why he's bringing it up here, but he is not saying. In other words, he does consider these things to be an avera. If you are, into redifas akavod, right. He considers that to be a violation of taryag. So that still is implied under Aleph.
Okay. Well, maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But I'm just saying, if you read the two halachos, mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like he's saying the same thing to me. In other words, in halacha aleph, he's saying, if I'm over an asay or a los asay, I am chayav.
Right. Okay. And these things are being over a los asay.
Well, okay, let's see. I don't know about that.
Okay.
You're saying that this is being over a los asay. In other words, if I run after kavod, I'm over a los asay.
Right.
Like any other los asay.
According to the Rambam. Right.
Okay, where does the Rambam say that?
In Hillel's Deos, Perek Aleph.
Okay, well, let's just... we could take a look at that, okay? But I'm just going from the information that I have.
All right, I think you could prove the point you want to prove from Perek Zion, also in the first halacha,
okay.
Where he says, Hoyl Rushus Kol Adam Nesun Alo, Yishtada Adam Lasas Tshuva V'lino Kavav Mechazav. That the fact that you have Bechira is a Mechayev in Tshuva, meaning that would be all the time. That's how he introduced the parrot.
Okay, well, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, you could give a different presentation here, but I'm just, this is what, you know. Okay? I mean, to me, you might say it's the exact same thing. To me, it doesn't sound like the same thing. It sounds like from Perek Zion that the Rambam is saying that a person has a constant chiyuv tshuva. And you could push it in that, no, he means this is an aseh. But I don't think if you read it, you'd say that. Okay? Because I think if you read Perek Aleph, you clearly answer that it's a say and los a say. And we know what a say and los a say is. It's gezel, it's nus. It means it's a specific violation of a technical chiyuv. Okay? The chiyuv to be in, to look into yourself and to correct problems is not the same kind of technical chiyuv. That's why you have a concept like the Ramban says. Ramban says a person can be a manuva b'shus haTorah. It means the person can keep all of Torah and yet be completely corrupt and imperfect. Okay? So how is that possible? If that's part of Torah, right, then how could you be keeping Torah? Right? But the answer is the Torah, when the Ramban says keeping Torah, means the technical mitzvahs. Okay, you can be keeping technical mitzvahs, and yet a person has many imperfections. Okay, an imperfection, you see, is not considered a maisa avera. It's not considered a chait in the same way as if I do a violation of one of tayyag. It's a different type of chait. Okay, it's a general chiyuv that a person has to perfect himself. That's the whole purpose of tayyag, is for a person to perfect himself. Okay. So the question is like this. The question is that the Rambam seems to say that there is a specific formula. When a person does a chait, he's chayv and tshuva, and at that time only. And in Perek Zion, the Rambam seems to give the mitzvah a more generic form. Okay. So the question is, what is the discrepancy? Okay. And if you take a look further, actually, if you take a look further in the Rambam says an interesting thing. He says in Hey, Kol Hanaviim Kulan Sivo Al Tshuva, Ve'en Yisrael Nigalin El B'Tshuva. Okay. Now, if this tshuva is part of Tayyag, and really the Neviim are Tsivu on Tayyag, that's so. This why is this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah? Right. In other words, Nevi'im could command a person about Tayyag, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. You see the problem? I mean, is the problem clear? In other words, the question is, mm-hmm. yeah.
thing that he should be the primary place.
The question is, from Aleph, it would seem that tshuva has a specific situation that a person is chayv in tshuva if he breaks one of the mitzvahs. Okay? And that is when a person is chayv to do tshuva. Okay? Then in Perek Zion, the Rambam comes along as if he never talked about tshuva. Okay? And he comes with a new thing that a person is chayv to do tshuva on any character flaw, not just breaking a mitzvah. Okay, not just doing a say or a losa say, but any time, any situation, any internal improvement, a person is chayv in tshuva. Okay, so that would seem to be a constant chiyuv. So the question is, I mean, if this is the same, if this is part of halacha aleph, okay, so the Rambam should have said right away, mitzvah say, mitzvah losa say, ben sheyesh bahem maisa, ben sheyein bahem maisa. Very simple. You don't need a separate, you don't need a whole separate drasha for this. Okay? He can clarify very simply. Okay? Anything that's part of Tayag, you're chayving. Now look through the book, and if you're going to look in Hilchos Deos and find this is part of Tayag, then that's it. That is part of tshuva. Okay? But the Rambam comes along as if there's a totally new thing here that a person is chayiv to do tshuva anytime he has a defect. Well, we know that. That should be part of Halacha Aleph. So, apparently, that wasn't included in Aleph. Aleph means, like we said, if you do a chait, you do an aveira, you're chayiv in tshuva. If you just didn't do an aveira, you're not chayiv in tshuva. Okay? Perek Zayin, the Rambam comes along, any personal improvement, anything you notice in yourself that needs improvement, whether you broke the system of Tayag or you didn't, doesn't matter. Okay? You haven't you? So that would seem to be two different things. Okay? In other words, if a person, right? You see the problem? Okay? Okay, so what do you say? Very simple. I mean, it would seem. Let's see. So we have possibility. See, what I'm saying very simply that there are two separate machayva in tshuva. There are two things that are machayva a person in tshuva. One thing is a person is chayv in tshuva when he does a maisa avera. When he breaks the system of tayag, a person is chayv in tshuva. Okay. But now I'm saying there's a second chiyuv of tshuva. The second chiyuv of tshuva is the human imperfection. It's not the second tshuva is not for breaking tayag. Even if a person doesn't break tayag mitzvahs, the second tshuva is a person human imperfection is mechayiv me in tshuva. Okay, that's a constant chiyuv. Okay. So what the Rambam is saying is that you see, the whole purpose of Tayag Mitzvahs is for a person to perfect himself. That is the whole purpose of the Torah. Okay? So one chiyuv of tshuva is breaking the system of Tayag. But it is possible for me to break the system of Tayag and not really even have a human imperfection. Okay? Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say, for instance, before Tayag Mitzvahs, okay, so you have where Yehuda, okay, went to have relations with he didn't know it was Tamar, but he had relations with a person that he wasn't married to. Okay, now under Tayag Mitzvos, that would be a violation. Okay, because Tayag Mitzvos has to be for everybody. Okay, but if you don't have Tayag Mitzvos, then every person has to work out his what is best for him in his situation. Okay? Now generally we say a person can't just sleep with somebody else because we have to have a system. And most people, it's not proper for it. But you could have a chacham who at this moment he's involved in learning in general, and at this moment he needs an outlet, and this is the best thing for him. So if the person does not have a system of tayag, there would be nothing wrong with it. It's simply in terms of his own perfection, that would be fine. Okay? But once you have tayag, if he would do that, he would be breaking the system of Torah. Now I'll give you another example. Let's say, for instance, the Chachamim made a gezeira that a person is not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. Okay? Now why is a person not allowed to ride a horse? Because he might come to rip a branch and violate Shabbos. Okay? Now that gezeira is not necessarily made for Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? That is made because the Am in general needs these type of restrictions. Okay, but if you'd have an individual that is on a high level and would never come to do that violation, you wouldn't need this gezeira. Okay, so for him, the gezeira really doesn't add anything to him personally. He has to keep the gezeira because it's part of the system. Man can't break the system. Okay, but that breach of the system, if he would do it, it would not be a personal imperfection in him. It wouldn't be like he's involved in taiva or he's going away from chachma. It would be a break in the system. Okay? So you could have an aveira that a person does, that is chayv in tshuva, because of a breach in the system. And then you could have another action that a person does, which is not a break in the system. Okay? And yet he's chayv in tshuva, because for him it's an imperfection. I'll give you an example. Let's say, for instance, a person is on a lower level, and he needs kavod. It's something that's an important thing. It helps him learn. He needs a certain amount of kavod. You see, that would not be considered a personal violation, and he wouldn't be chayv in tshuva for it. Okay? Whereas a person on a higher level, if he would engage in that, the same exact action, he would be chayv in tshuva. Okay? Because for him, that's an imperfection. So this tshuva is not an objective tshuva. You see, the tshuva of halacha aleph, of perek aleph, is objective. For anybody. It doesn't matter who. If a person eats treif, we don't care who you are. That's it. That action inherently is an aveira, you're chayv in tshuva. But if a person is involved in kavod, that's a different story. You see, it depends. A person has to take. That action is not inherently an evil. It depends on his level. So a person has to know himself. So that will depend. For one person, an involvement in kavod is a very good thing. For another person, it's an imperfection. You see, that tshuva is a personal tshuva. The mechayev is your personal seeking perfection. You see, that's the mechayev of the second type of tshuva. Okay, personal improvement, having nothing to do with aveira. Okay, you didn't break any technical mitzvah in the Torah. Okay. But you may be considered a menovel v'shus haTorah. Internally, you're not complying with the purpose of Torah. Okay? So that's why the Rambam says that the Nevi'im commanded Bnei Yisrael on tshuva. It doesn't mean the first kind of tshuva. Nevi'im are not commanding Bnei Yisrael that when they do a chait, they're chayiv in tshuva. What do you mean Nevi'im for that? That's a lacha, it's a mefurish lacha in tayag. Nevi'im come along and command you. You must keep tayag. That's already part of our Torah. You see? But Nevi'im command the Am on perfection. They show the Am the correct derech hachayim. You see? The correct way to live. Now, the correct way to live is also part of Torah. You can't say it's not part of Torah. But derech hachayim and Aseis and Los Aseis is two different areas. You see, Aseis and Los Aseis is technical Tayyag. Derech HaChayim is the philosophy of Torah. And the Derech HaChayim, how a person lives, that Nevi'im are supposed to instruct you. So when the Rambam says in Halacha Hey that Nevi'im commanded the Am on Tshuva, they meant the Tshuva of Derech HaChayim. Yes, you're keeping the technical mitzvos, but you're involved, your value system is false. You have to do tshuva from your value system or your false your imperfections, your personal imperfections. You value kavod, you value money. You're overvaluating things that the Torah doesn't consider of value. You see, that's Allah of Derech HaChayim, how you live. Okay? And that's why the Nevi'im commanded on that. But that's a totally different kind of tshuva. Okay? So that's why you see also that the Rambam says, I think he says in Hay, that, yeah, he says in Hay, Kvar hivtichu Torah shesof Yisro lasos tshuva besof galosan umiyad he nigalim. That at the end of Galus, Bnei Yisrael are going to do tshuva, and immediately they'll be redeemed. What is he talking about? Tshuva from what? What avera? Eating treif? No. It means that's not the avera that's keeping up that Bnei Yisrael is not nigal. It means tshuva from the Derech HaChayim, from the value system. You see, that's what's going to occur. That's what the Rambam means. Okay? And that's why when they have the correct values, then Bnei Yisrael could be redeemed. Okay? So it's two totally different tshuvas. Okay? Now the question is, let's say I were to ask you, actually you have a third. So you have two mechayvim so far in tshuva. One is the halachic system, technical assays and los assays. The second mechayv you have is perfection, derech hachayim, the correct philosophy. Okay? And there's actually a third mechayv in tshuva. Okay, which is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Machayv person of Jew. But let's say I were to ask you which form of tshuva, or if you say both is fine too, but which form of tshuva, if you had to decide which form of tshuva primarily is Yom Kippur for, would you say it's for the tshuva from Averos, the tshuva of Perek Aleph, or would you say it's the tshuva of Perek Zion? What would you say? What is the primary tshuva that a person should be involved in on Yom Kippur?
Should be involved in, or
yes. What's Yom Kippur really?
Or what is inherent in Yom Kippur?
Yes.
Because I would say that what's inherent in Yom Kippur would be the first kind.
The first kind.
But what someone might want to be involved in might be the second kind.
Okay. Now why do you say that the tshuva of Yom Kippur inherently would be the first kind?
Because if the day itself is mechaper, then how could we say that a day could be mechaper for someone's value system if they make no change to their value system?
Very good. Okay.
So if we want to take care of that element, then we need to do something. Maybe that's what we should be involved in on Yom Kippur.
Meaning, if we want to take care of something, that we should be involved in the value system.
Exactly. So the day itself is Mechaper. But what should we be involved in? We should be involved in working on ourselves.
That's very good. That's a very good way of putting it. Yom Kippur, really, a person, it's designed, really, in terms of the person. You see, the tshuva that Yom Kippur's machayiv you in is the tshuva of Perek Zion, the tshuva of the value system. Because the tshuva of Perek Aleph doesn't make any sense. A person does a chait, he does tshuva right away. That's it. Now Yom Kippur comes. That's it. Go home and read your comic book. I mean, there's no chait. Right? If a person did kedin, what the Rambam says, mitzvahs say, when a person does a chait, he does tshuva, that's it. He did tshuva. Now Yom Kippur comes, what is there? There's nothing. So the answer is, Yom Kippur really is mechayv you in the second tshuva. The tshuva to correct your value system. You see? And that's really the main idea of Yom Kippur. A person should think over his values, his nature, and try to make a change, a personal change internally. You see, that's really the purpose of Yom Kippur. You see? But what you're saying is correct. That Yom Kippur, the fact that Yom Kippur is also a mechaper, that can't be with regard to the intern. That is true also. The Yom Kippur is mechaper it removes the technical violation. You see, that you can have. Because how can you say Yom Kippur is Mechaper? I mean, if the person didn't do tshuva, what is it? You see? But a technical violation, you could say Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But in terms of what the person should do tshuva on, that has to be the personal, the second type of tshuva. Alright, very good.
Isn't it that, didn't we say that you're pretty much chayav to do that every day, in terms of yourself?
That's right.
It's like, why do you need Yom Kippur for? If that's the case.
That's a good question. See, we were answering that you're asking a different question. In other words, you're asking, right? If a person is always chayav in that, so Yom Kippur should be no different than any other day. That's right.
Yeah.
We were answering, how could you do tshuva on Yom Kippur if you've done from technical chaitz, you've already done tshuva, there's nothing to do on Yom Kippur.
That's only if you've actually done the tshuva then.
That's right. But the only one, the only tshuva that you will certainly be chayv on Yom Kippur is the second type of tshuva, because you're chayv every day.
Because in theory, you're the other one
could have been.
Might not be chayv.
Not only in theory, it would be strange to say that if I do a chait in May or any month, that I should abstain from doing tshuva. I mean, the Rambam says a person should do tshuva right away. So it wouldn't be make sense to say that if I do a chait 4 months before Yom Kippur, wait, don't do tshuva so you have something to do on Yom Kippur. No, a person should do tshuva at the first possible opportunity. Okay? So therefore, in a practical sense, it may very well turn out that if a person complies with halacha properly on Yom Kippur, he really shouldn't have any tshuva to do unless he did a chait right before Yom Kippur. But really, if a person is diligent, there would be nothing for him to do on Yom Kippur with regard to the tshuva of halacha Aleph. But with regard to the tshuva of Zion, Yom Kippur is very good because that's a constant. Okay, you're asking a very good question. If it's a constant, so then what's the difference Yom Kippur and any other day? I should do tshuva every day. What is the value of Yom Kippur then? What does it add to the picture? It's a good question. So what do you say? See, the value of Yom Kippur is that the problem with every day is it's every day is the same as the other day. You see, so a person doesn't focus his attentions unless there is a Zman Kavua. Unless there's a designation of a different day, you see, a person does not lose a sight. Okay, it's true that chiyuv tshuva is a constant every day, you see. But the Torah held that there should be a zman kavua, okay, for doing tshuva. Even though it's a constant, it is a constant chiyuv. I'm answering it philosophically now. I'm not answering it logically, okay? But philosophically, it makes sense to have a day that a person should focus his attention exclusively on this activity. The tshuva of all year round is not, he can't possibly direct himself exclusively because he has other concerns. So that tshuva is something that it's there, but it doesn't have the same focus. You see, but the Torah enacted a day that should be kavua for this, so that the person, and that's the Aseres Yemei Tshuva too, so that a person could focus his energies on this activity. Okay? Because when a person focuses his energies on a thing exclusively, he has much more success than when it's done in conjunction with many other things. Okay, so even though it's a constant chiyuv, the Torah was koveya a specific zman. Okay? And that zman allows a person an opportunity to really direct his attentions exclusively to this area. Okay? And that he doesn't have any other day. Any other day, it's left up to him how he works it out. He has to do tshuva, but how he works it out, some people will be more efficient, some less efficient. But it's up to him. There's no formula. There's no schedule. On Yom Kippur, there's a schedule. Torah gave you an actual schedule on this day. Here's the schedule of tshuva today. That's only one day a year. Okay? The other days, it was left up to your own discretion. You have to do it, but how and when and where, that's up to you. On Yom Kippur, it's enforced. Okay? But that's the main tshuva of Yom Kippur, really. Yeah.
According to you, then, why, if that's the tshuva of Yom Kippur, why does the Rambam not mention Yom Kippur at all in Zion and only talk about Yom Kippur in Aleph and Beis and Gimel? Like, before he introduces this concept of a tshuva of Eretz
Yisrael. We'll get to that. Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.